Welcome back to This Green Earth, a weekly talk show on environmental issues and our impacts upon the environment. I'm Chris Cherniak, and with me on the phone is Nate Brown.
Chris. Good morning.
Hey, Nate. Thanks so much for taking the time. You're a teacher, so you got to get out of the classroom and talk to us for a few minutes, correct?
Yeah, long bathroom break here.
All right. Well, we'll get right to the point. The Christmas bird count. I have you as the kind of the director of that. It was the 8th annual, is that correct, bird count in Summit County?
Yeah, we've had 8 years up in Park City now. I mean, I'm not the director, just kind of overseer. And,
yeah.
And it's all, you know, it's all volunteer data collected. And the idea is to get that out to the Audubon Society to help them with conservation biology and their science work that they're doing on bird studies and long-term effects. And basically it's a big giant, I believe it's the biggest citizen science survey in the world annually.
Wow.
So, in terms of nationwide and worldwide participation.
And now, is this just one day of going out and observing birds, or is it over a period of time?
So the way it officially works is you pick a day within a 4-week time frame in December and January. You pick one day, and that's when the group gets together, and we try to meet and have a morning location and divvy up areas all around this greater, it's like a 10-mile radius around Park City for our region. And we just divvy people up, and you keep track of species and numbers. And then technically, you have 3 days before and 3 days after to still bring in some numbers. So we get a lot of people email or call with just what's been at their feeders or what they saw on a hike.
Okay.
And it's a 7-day period overall.
Okay. So what does the process entail? Do I get a table, a spreadsheet, and I just fill this out?
We try to give, depending on who helps volunteer. This year was awesome. We had almost 40 people. We had a big group of some high school kids in Farmington that actually have an ornithology class. So they got some extra credit to come up and help us out. And
nice.
We try to distribute areas, neighborhoods, reservoirs, whatever it may be, to 4 or 5 people. Some maybe group you up with someone that knows a little bit more about birds. And you just start tallying with a sheet of potential birds that we might see in this area. And so you can get out and hike and ski and depending on what you want to do this time of year around here.
Okay. So I know this occurred a couple weeks ago, or was launched, the day was a couple weeks ago.
Yep.
Any immediate takeaways or of what was observed, numbers, species?
Well, I mean, kind of what we noticed, and we know this every year going into our area here in Park City, is we're very dependent on the temperatures and the weather.
Mm-hmm.
In terms of birding and that sort of wildlife, it's very slow just because of how cold it can get. And this year we did it January 5th, so that was right after we had some really cold temperatures. So most of our waterways and open water were frozen over, which would show we had a big decline in like our waterfowl, our ducks and geese numbers, which if the water's open, they're usually there.
Mm.
And this year they weren't. So we just had lower numbers than we normally get. But that's sort of just a side deal that we have here in Park City. So
because of that, is the bird count held any other times of the year, or was it just winter?
You know, it's only in the winter. So I want to say it starts roughly like December 14th and goes to about January 6th. And, I mean, it's an odd thing how it occurred. Originally used to be, you know, like this is in the 1800s, people would go out on Christmas Day and kill as many birds as they could. And then
Audubon did. Audubon considered it a bad day if he didn't have like 100 birds or something.
Yeah, you know, it's like the old Wild West, right?
Yeah.
And so a guy, Frank Chapman, who was an ornithologist, he actually created the Audubon magazine December of 1900, said, let's stop killing birds and go count them. And that's how the bird count counted. And now there's something like 2 or 3,000 locations throughout the world, and the studies and results have contributed to a lot of different things over the years, mostly helping with climate change reports and helping out the Environmental Protection Agency, and just trends around the Western Hemisphere.
Any unusual species that people saw?
We didn't really get any this year. One thing that was cool, and I think a lot of people, just novice birders and folks interested in wildlife, we had a lot of raptors. So we had a lot of bald eagles and golden eagles.
Hmm.
The winter hawk species is the rough-legged hawk, which is a really cool looking hawk. There was a lot of those. We had some prairie falcons. So those are always, I'm not sure how those birds will be, but you know, they survive on rodents and wildlife like that. So if there's snow cover, you never know what you're going to get.
What is the hawk that is chasing the mourning doves around my feeders?
That could be the smaller the Cooper's hawk or a sharpshin hawk, probably.
This
They're
one's
more,
big.
Kinda,
this one was pretty big.
Oh, pretty big. You could have maybe a northern goshawk.
Okay.
Kind of a hidden hawk species. You don't see them out like traditionally here. You get lots of red-tailed hawks in the area, and right now you'd have that the rough leg hawk is another pretty cool one. And then the smaller little guy would be a kestrel. Those hang
yes.
around our phone wires a lot, just on the main roads in town.
Right.
Yeah.
How about, we got just a couple more minutes.
Sure.
How do you confirm a sighting? Can a sighting be audible in nature, or does it have to be visual?
Yeah, I mean technically audible or visual. A lot of people now are really counting on photography. Helps out a lot of people just with rare species or locations that aren't known. But yeah, visual or audio. So we got a couple owls this year, and that was people at night just reporting them around their neighborhood.
Mm.
Yeah.
And there's apps that you can probably help you identify
you
the call.
You believe what is available now. Like, people have gone away from the old just field guide, which used to be the best resource ever, and now it's like, well, if I can't find it on my app or the call, I don't know what it is. So, yeah, the sky's the limit on resources, and most of them are free to the public, so it's very helpful now.
All right. Got to ask this one. You bird all year round, correct, in this area?
Yes.
Okay. And you've been doing it for how many years?
I don't know.
Good.
A while.
Okay. Do you see any trends in bird species and populations or seasonal variations with respect to, you know, a warmer world that's occurring here?
There are definitely some trends, especially to Utah. Utah is one of the amazing resources for wildlife. There's a migration corridor, and you have the Great Salt Lake, which is a big body of water that birds would stop by as they migrate north or south in the spring or fall. And depending on the dryness or precipitation levels, that water level can be, it's been low for a while now. That can affect migration and bird trends. The warmer temperatures moving up into the northern parts of North America can affect a lot of things. Habitat, we live in a part of our sagebrush out here with construction and development gets taken away from a lot of species.
Right. Invasive species can play a role. Right.
Yeah. So just here in our backyards, every house that goes up in certain parts of this county deteriorates the sagebrush habitat for a lot of species.
Okay. All right. We've got to wrap up. Again, you said this is a 4-week window of the count?
It's 4 weeks from when you can actually pick a date. It's a 7-day period.
Oh, a 7-day period.
Yeah, 3 before and 3 after technically count for when we submit all our numbers.
Okay, so the count is formally closed. You submit
formally
numbers.
Closed.
Is that the results around the country? Does that get posted anywhere?
Yeah, Audubon does a lot of that posting. I guess the big one would be people try to see who can get the most species in the day, for example.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
We are very low. We had 50 this year, which is probably a little below average, but that's, I think the most we've had is close to 70. And that's probably just because we didn't get a lot of our ducks and
right.
grebes and water birds. So
Okay.
Yeah.
Nate Brown with the Audubon Society talking about the Christmas bird count. Website for birders around here?
You know, the best ones, just audubon.org, another awesome resource run through Cornell University, and their ornithology program is ebird.org, which is a great way to track and learn about birds.
All right. Yeah. Thanks, Nate, for taking the time.
Thank you. Anytime.
Appreciate it.